Welcome to the What's New in TPC 4.2 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. At the end of the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the meeting over to Mr. Scott Drummond. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Brandon. Good day to everyone, and I'd like to welcome you on behalf of our Civil Sports Sales Team to the What's New and TPC 4.2 introduction and the announcements today. And we have some great speakers and people that are going to be on our Q&A session today. Our main speaker is going to be John Connor out of North Carolina, who is our product manager for TPC, Civil Storage Productivity Center. And joining him are going to be Randy Blay, who is the TPC for Replication architect. And then additionally, we'll also have Samant Padvidri, who is our architect for TPC overall, that will join John, myself, and Randy in the Q&A. At this point, what I'd like to do is turn it over to John and let him go ahead and describe the new features that we announced today. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Scott. And good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone who is either on the call or listening to this as a recording. So I'm happy to be talking to you today as we are announcing a new version of Tivoli Storage Productivity Center, version 4.2. If you were on the Tivoli talk that I did back in July, I previewed some of this or most of this information to you then. So this is now really our coming out party, so we can talk about it freely. So what I'd like to do today is, if you have the presentation, I'm going to take you through, and I'm on the agenda slide of the presentation that you all should have. I'm going to take you through a brief, really an update on our portfolio. Some new slides and positioning that we have there. Then we'll get into the meat of the discussion around the new capabilities and benefits around time to value for TPC in TPC 4.2. And I also want to talk to you about some new Tivoli Lab services offering, really to help customers along with the capabilities in TPC really derive the most value that they can out of the product. And really, that section of the presentation is really also the same as the customer-facing presentation. So for you sellers and business partners out there, this presentation is on our wiki and our Extreme Leverage and Partner World sites in PowerPoint format, fully annotated with speaker notes. So you can those sites have been refreshed with a lot of new information on 4.2, and that information is at the end of the presentation. So I encourage you to go to those sites to get more information on 4.2. But then I'll take you through some information on selling and how to sell TPC 4.2. So let's get into it. On slide 3, TPC family portfolio. So this is really the core value props of Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. And the mission in life, as hopefully most of you are familiar with TPC, is really around helping customers simplify the management of their storage environment and optimize that in storage environment with the key points that you see on slide 3. And just to highlight the last point there, freeing your IT staff to focus on mission-critical tasks, one of our customers in our beta, and the feedback from the beta has been very, very positive, and you'll see some quotes in the testimonies in the discussion today. But one of the customers, and this is a quote, he said the time savings will help free up his staff to focus on virtualization and other strategic products that we'd like to do. So this is from one of our large customers who's been using TPC for a while, and that was a direct quote from what he's seen with the enhancements in 4.2. So some very exciting capabilities now continuing to deliver on the value props that you see on slide 3. Moving on to slide 4, And this next set of slides is really a new set of slides to help you position and describe the value and capabilities of TPC and the portfolio, the value progression through our various offerings. So on slide four is first and foremost our System Storage Productivity Center and TPC Basic Edition. So these are the core capabilities fundamental to all of the TPC offerings that we have. And you can see the capabilities that we just deliver with Basic Edition on the left-hand side of this slide. And with the System Storage Productivity Center, that's our appliance, and it's a centralized server preloaded with the TPC software. And we've done this to help customers reduce the need to install, manage, and administer multiple servers. So it comes preloaded with all of TPC, and then customers can, through license keys and license files, access and get access to the different capabilities of TPC that they've purchased. Moving on to slide five, building on, again, so everything builds off of Basic Edition, is our TPC for Disk and TPC for Disk MRE offerings, MRE, which we announced earlier this year. And TPC for Disk is really the performance management solution that we have for disk storage. And it provides, as well as monitoring capabilities and trending analysis and different capabilities that you see there on the slide. Along with TPC for Disk, we have our TPC for Data product, and this provides insights into host and file system and database usage. So, again, these are two key offerings that build on the capabilities of Basic Edition, both for monitoring and getting insight into your disk storage as well as your host file system and database information. Slide six is our brief overview of our TPC Standard Edition offering, and this builds on the capabilities that I described in the previous package and includes Standard Edition includes all the capabilities of TPC for Disk and TPC for Data, as well as some additional capabilities that you see there, so around end-to-end storage management, advanced analytics, storage provisioning, and SAN fabric management. So some very good capabilities above and beyond what you may see or customers may have with TPC for Disk or Data. Continuing on in our portfolio is our TPC for Replication offering on slide seven. And this is really our offering around delivering very good business continuity and disaster recovery capabilities, helping customers move through a number of advanced techniques, really allow them to replicate and move data from one volume to another, from one site to another, really to ensure the customer no loss of data and that their business stays up and running without little to no interruption. Slide eight so ties it all together so you can see visually the different offerings we have. Again, everything builds off of Basic Edition up through Standard Edition with Disk and Data, as well as our TPC for Replication product. Then to round out the set of solutions that we have is on slide nine with a service offering from Global GTS, Storage Enterprise Resource Planner, also known as SERP. And this is a very good solution if you have customers with multiple storage vendors, IBM, EMC, HP, and so on, as it allows you to pull information from other SRM products in addition to TPC. So a very good solution and play to use with customers who may have a very heterogeneous environment and other products, other SRM products already in place. This is a good way to get into those accounts with an IBM solution. So that was a very quick overview of the TPC and the SERP portfolio. Again, just more for your background and as a refresher for you. So what I'd like to do now is jump into the meat of the call, and that's around what we're introducing today in TPC version 4.2. And on slide 10 is a one-page summary, really, of the key highlights around what we're delivering with 4.2. And again, our key focus here is really to help customers improve the time to value with the capabilities of TPC. And you can see, I won't go through this slide in detail because we'll go through each of the enhancements throughout the rest of the presentation, but you can see, you know, the four key enhancements that we're focused around TPC 4.2, as well as what I mentioned at the beginning of the call, a new pilot service offering from Lab Services around performance and reporting, really designed to help customers who have implemented TPC but maybe not getting everything out of it that they can and don't realize that there's a lot of value in TPC they may not really have leveraged or known about. This is to go in and help them after the product's been deployed, maybe for a month or two, and go in and really help them derive that value out of the product. And then you can see another quote from one of our beta customers, and we are working to get these quotes approved, so I can't use their names yet, but we do have permission to use them in this blind fashion here. Another good testimonial on the benefits that they're seeing with 4.2 around the elimination of the agent manager, which we'll get into in a moment, and the enhancements around our storage resource agents were, as he says, their reason alone, just upgrade that it paid for itself. So, again, some very strong endorsements from our beta community on 4.2. So let's get into the details of the enhancements. On slide 11, storage resource agents. So this is a capability that we first introduced in our 4.1 release, lightweight native agents. And what we're introducing now is what's new in this release is support for Solaris and HP UX, so additional platform capabilities, as well as in 4.1, what we could do was probe asset volume, capacity, and connectivity. And we're adding, rounding out that functionality now with file and database level scanning. It's important to know that customers using our common agent services, those will be continued to be supported in 4.2 to allow customers time to transition. And we do have, if you're on the Tivoli talk in July, I might have misspoken this one area, so I wanted to correct that here. We do have the ability to migrate old CAS agents or common agent services to storage resource agents. It's not automatic in the sense that the agents don't magically get updated the minute you upgrade your TPC server. But the TPC GUI will allow customers to schedule upgrades. And the main point here is the customers won't need to manually uninstall and reinstall on each individual machine. So I just wanted to clarify that from the last discussion we had last month. And just a couple other points around the point on improved performance. Our folks in the lab who have been doing some testing are seeing up to a 10x deployment time improvement with the storage resource agents and a 3x probe time performance improvement. Again, these are in the lab, so your customer's mileage may vary and that, all the associated caveats there. But, again, some pretty significant performance improvements with the enhancements around our storage resource agent. Moving on to slide 12, enhanced management of IBM storage. So improved scalability and performance for IBM SVC, DS8000, and XIV. So what we've introduced here is we're taking advantage of the native interfaces or native APIs for IBM storage versus the existing SIM or SIMOM technology. Now, this doesn't mean that we're walking away or moving away from that open standards. We're still an open standards product, and those SIMOMs will still be supported for other IBM and non-IBM storage. the reason we're doing this and have implemented this strategy is really to provide customers with even better overall performance of TPC and simplified management of these devices, as well as allows us to exploit additional functionality that are outside the SMIS specification. So, again, we're still focused on being an open standards-based product, but taking advantage of some additional capabilities to deliver these enhancements to our customers. The second point there is more advanced management capabilities for XIV. So the performance monitoring and reporting is in our TPC for disk product. Storage provisioning is a function of TPC Standard Edition, the SAN Planner. So this will allow customers to gather up basic XIV provisioning information along with their SAN provisioning information. Data Path Explorer, we're adding end-to-end view for XIV of the I/O path performance. And then in large-scale environments where a customer may have the SAN volume controller deployed along with that's virtualizing multiple XIV systems, customers will be able to identify hotspots and migrate data transparently from one array to another and gain some throughput improvements there. So some important enhancements around our XIV support with those capabilities. All right, and again, just one other point there. Again, this is in the lab under good ideal conditions, but with XIV, they've seen up to a 70% probe performance improvement on XIV with this capability. So, again, pretty significant enhancements in performance with this new function. Slide 13, automated end-to-end provisioning. So this is a TPC standard edition feature. It's part of the SAN configuration planner. It now supports SAN volume controller. Previously, this was restricted just to the DS8000. And what folks can do, what administrators can do now is they can now provision storage using a wizard-driven approach and using recommendations based on the storage system's past performance. Additionally, the second point there includes copy services configuration capabilities. What this means is if a customer has purchased a license for TPC for replication and TPC Standard Edition, they can now plan for the replication of the storage at the time of provisioning. So an important enhancement and tighter integration within our TPC family between TPC for replication and Standard Edition. And then the last point there is it allows you to schedule this either at a backup window during a change control window or do it as needed in an ad hoc fashion. Moving on to slide 14, usability enhancements. So we're introducing some automated device discovery capability. Again, this is around delivering more or better time to value for customers. And what this allows, it's a new configuration device wizard, and we've simplified a number of the initial configuration tasks. So the goal here is to give customers the capability to add storage quicker and accelerate that process and make it easier for them. And it also includes some data collection scheduling capability and alerting definitions in the wizard as well. We've also done some enhanced error messages, and really this is just doing some more good housekeeping, if you will, and providing more detailed descriptions around an error code to give more insights into what's going on, as well as, when needed, some step-by-step guidance or instructions to help resolve that error message. So, again, helping customers, when they do get an error, get it resolved quicker so they can move on and proceed. Moving on to slide 15. So those are was a brief overview of the enhancements in TPC standard disk and data products. What I'd like to move on to now is enhancements around our TPC for replication offering. Starting on slide 16, high availability volume management. So this is, we're supporting open hyperswap for AIX DS8700 environments. And what this allows, it allows I/O to the primary volumes in a metro-mirror relationship to be swapped without any operator intervention to the secondary volumes in that relationship and do it all with minimal disruption to the application. The goal here and the intent is that the application see nothing more than maybe a brief pause in its I/O. And once the swap has occurred, the application is automatically writing to the secondary site without even knowing the switch. So a very good business continuity solution here, eliminating operator intervention and doing this in an automatic fashion. So you can see some of the requirements there on the last two bullets, what levels of AIX and so forth that you need. And there's also more details in our, of course, in our announcement letter and in some of the speaker notes here as well. So I encourage you, as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, to consult the information we're making available on our different websites for the details on some of these enhancements. All right, slide 17, enhanced peer-to-peer remote copy path management, or PPRC. So what this does is it helps users avoid having TPC for replication use paths that are intended for host I/O as replication paths. As part of that, it helps define a static set of replication ports to be used for all copy service relationships between two storage systems. And this really helps users ensure that the replication ports used by TPC for replication ensure provide redundancy. So the key point here and key enhancement is around eliminating a single point of failure and providing some redundancy in their replication capability. Continuing on to slide 18 is Disaster Recovery Manager, or Planner, excuse me. And this is a feature I touched on a few slides back in the on the automated end-to-end provisioning enhancement. This is, again, allows you, if you have both TPC for replication and TPC Standard Edition, to plan for the replication of the storage when you provision it. And again, this is a key part of our strategy of delivering tighter integration within the TPC portfolio and demonstrated here with Standard Edition and TPC for replication. And then last but not least is multiple global mirror sessions on slide 19. So TPC for replication with this enhancement is supporting an enhancement to the DS8000 storage systems. And it allows customers to create multiple global mirror sessions on the same storage system. So this is lifting a restriction, a previous restriction of one GM session per DS8000 storage system. So using this, multiple sessions, global mirror sessions, customers can now use the same DS8000 system to handle async replication. Their async replication needs for different applications, each having different replication requirements. Moving on, this is I'm on slide 20. This is a solution we introduced back in April. I just wanted to also include it here just for awareness. We're calling it the IBM Distributed Disaster Recovery Manager. And this is a capability that leverages or takes advantage of integration between Tivoli System Automation Application Manager and TPC for replication to allow Tivoli System Automation really to coordinate the data replication between two sites. So this is an integrated solution, but you still need to buy Tivoli System Automation and TPCR separately. I've included on slide 21 and 22, these are actually, if you download the PowerPoint, are very good build slides that show you how this feature is implemented. So slide 21 discusses the problem we're addressing around site switching with this solution. So in a single cluster, it's not so complicated, but around cross-cluster, and I say that a few times fast, it's, as we say, there a wider perspective and more complicated to maintain high availability. When you download slide 22, I encourage you to run this out in slideshow mode. I can't do it on a talk like this, but it takes you through the process of what occurs on slide 22. So the steps are highlighted on the left-hand side of the slide, where the operator will initiate the switch from one site to the other. And then typically system automation, as it says there, triggers through its integration with TPCR to switch the replication direction from one site to the other. And then once that's completed, Tivoli System Automation starts the applications at the secondary site. So, again, this is a very good set of slides explaining this solution, and I would encourage you to take advantage of the screen show, and it walks you through that step by step. Slide 23 is one of our beta customers. I've used a few of their quotes already, a leading insurer. I hope to very soon be able to, once we get approval, they get their approval from their corporate folks and at the company, be able to name them. But you can see, and this is more for your reference and for use with your customers, you can see this is the quote I lifted from on an earlier slide. But this is a long-time TPC customer in the beta of 4.2 and delivered some of the pretty significant benefits there, 50% reduction in time in managing TPC, which is very impressive, and the benefits that he's gotten there. This is also the same quote where he says it's going to free up his staff to do some other projects that they've wanted to work on. Another, and we seem to have, on slide 24, TPC seems to have a sweet spot in the insurance industry for some reason. Not sure why that is, but a number of the beta customers have been large insurance companies. You can see on slide 24, again, some pretty significant results with a customer who's facing pretty significant data growth, and he's really taking advantage of the simplified deployment and monitoring capabilities in TPC and getting some pretty significant productivity improvements out of his staff as a result. Slide 25, I won't read these, but again, these are just a couple more quotes. Some of them, I've repeated a couple of them on some slides, so you can pick and choose these as you use this material with your customers, but you can see, again, these are pretty significant statements from these customers. And then on slide 26, just to sort of sum it up, what we're delivering with TPC, again, continuing to deliver on the core value props that I talked about in the beginning of the presentation around end-to-end storage management with some of the new provisioning capabilities. We're reducing storage complexity. I've talked about the storage resource agents enhancements and the native interface. They're really helping customers reduce some of the complexity in managing their environment. We've delivered a number of enhancements around TPC for replication to help customers reduce downtime with the open hyperswap capability and the distributed disaster recovery manager. And then the bottom line is really helping customers reduce their total cost of ownership of managing and maintaining their overall storage environment. And I think hopefully you've seen that with some of the feedback from the beta customers that they're really seeing those results, and that speaks for itself, not only with just the few I've talked to, but we've got a number of others we're still working with to get quotes as well. So hope to get that information out to you as we gain approvals. So that's really the end of what I'd call the customer-facing portion of the presentation. So those are slides that I took you through that you can use with your customers to talk about what's new in 4.2. What I'd like to do now is shift gears and talk to you a little bit about how you go out and some of the things we've got available to help you sell 4.2 and really drive and have a great second half, close out the year by leveraging 4.2. So on slide 28 and 29, as I mentioned earlier in the presentation, this is a new pilot service offering. It's called the IBM Value Pack service offering, and there's two flavors. The first one is on slide 28. It is called Foundation Services for TPC. And I won't go through all the details on each of these slides, but you can see the benefits and deliverables that Tivoli Lab Services has highlighted here. Again, the key value of this and target customer is perhaps a existing TPC customer maybe has deployed TPC and but has come back and said, I see a lot of potential in this product, but I'm just not getting the data or the reports I need out of it. Can you help me? I need to get more information out of this. I'm not getting everything I had hoped for maybe in the beginning, just for one reason or another. So this is designed to go in to those type of customer environments and really fine-tune TPC and really turbocharge it, if you will. It sounds kind of corny, but give them the capabilities and extract the reports and data that they need to really make this thing hum. And again, there's two flavors, the foundation services that you see there, and then I think perhaps the key one is the performance and reporting services on slide 29. And you can see some of the deliverables there that, as I talked about, help customers get key information out of it. And there's a link on the bottom of each slide where you can go to get more information on our lab services offering, not just this one. I also want to highlight, and this was introduced last year, I'm on slide 30. We introduced, and I think this is maybe not as well known as we'd like. I just want to highlight that to you today, that we have upgrade part numbers available. So if you have TPC for data or TPC for disk customers, you can take advantage of these upgrade discount part numbers to upgrade them to the capabilities in the standard edition. So these were introduced last year. I think they were in a bit of stealth mode, so I'm just re-highlighting them here today to make you aware that these are things you should take advantage to help upsell your customers to the capabilities of standard edition, particularly to leverage the capabilities we're introducing today with 4.2. And then on slide 31, the bunch of links there, and I do want to emphasize that we have really refreshed the Extreme Leverage page and the product management wiki that are on there. That is, the wiki is only IBMers. Unfortunately, business partners can't update that, but have been working to refresh that information from top to bottom. We're most of the way there. There may be a couple of things there still, but bear with us. But there is 4.2 information, 4.2 information out there today. And I also want to highlight an update that we've gotten in the Business Value Analyst tool, or the ROI tool, the Alien tool. I may not pronounce that right, but we have completely gone through the benefits and that model and that tool to model the capabilities and improvements. I talked about a number of performance improvements in 4.2. We've tried to reflect that in this tool, so I would encourage you to take advantage of that update with your customers to go through a complete ROI analysis to really show them, the value you can get out of TPC with the different capabilities we have. And I'd ask for feedback on that as you use it, because we've made a number of enhancements, and I'd like to make sure we've nailed that. And if we haven't, we'll keep sharpening our pencil, if you will, until we get that right. And then just to round out their sales contacts on slide 32 and the different geographies. Hopefully these names are familiar to all of you. And then I won't go through them, but I've included a few other slides there for reference around positioning our products, around replication, and just a slide on disk TPC for mid-range edition. So, again, those are slides for your reference and for use with your customers. So with that, I'll turn it over to Brandon. If he could open the line up for questions, we'll go from there.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You'll be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please, for our first question. And our first question is from Bruce Patience. Your line is now open.
Thanks. I've got two questions around the licensing of TPC. Now, well, I suppose it also goes to the licensing XVC, but I don't think that's the right place to ask this now. Especially around XIV, the licensing for TPC is per terabyte. Is that on the raw capacity or is it on the usable capacity?
It's on what we call managed capacity, and it's a good question. I'd encourage you to are you IBM or a business partner?
IBM.
Okay, if you go to the product management wiki, I've got a number of, there's a couple of documents there that really go into our licensing. We've actually done some new work to help customers. There's been a lot of questions on, you know, what do I count and so forth. So there's a couple of documents out there I'd refer you to go through, and I'd welcome your feedback on that. But it's on managed capacity, and we describe what we mean by that for disk data and standard and how you arrive at that with all the products.
Okay. With the upgrade, you said that comes with maintenance for a year. Is that maintenance on the full product then for a further year?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that question. The maintenance?
The maintenance. If a customer has TPC for disk today and they've had it for 11 months, and they do an upgrade to the TPC standard edition, they would then get the standard edition plus maintenance for another year.
I believe that's the case. That's a good question. I actually don't know how the maintenance works. I would assume that they would get that renewed, but I need to verify that to be sure. It should include maintenance, but I actually don't know, so I'll have to check.
Thanks.
Our next question is from David Sachs. Your line is now open.
Thank you, and thanks for the presentation. Two questions. First, the new open hyperswap, is that DS8000 only, and is that all DS8000 models?
Currently, it's only for a DS8700 on the 5.1 microcode.
Okay, thanks. And second, on global mirror multiple sessions, that function was actually never announced for the 8000. Supposedly, there's an RPQ for it, but I've never been able to actually find it. So I was curious how TPCR actually supports that function.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I believe that I don't know about the announced side of the house, but yeah, my understanding is there is an RPQ for the multi-GM support on the DS8700 boxes. So as long as you have that RPQ, that's where TPCR can support it. So yeah, you have to have both pieces of that puzzle to get that support.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question is from John Hollis. Your line is now open.
Hello, John. This is John Hollis.
Hey, John.
Thank you for that thoughtful presentation. My question is on slide 18. Tell me when you're there.
Okay. I'm there.
The last two bullets, I'm wondering, what we're saying there is TPC replication license is required only for those new features in designing SAN Planner disaster recovery, SAN Planner replication. For customers who previously had standard edition, they'll be able to continue to use the previous sand planner features?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a good point. I'll need to clarify that bullet. It is a little confusing.
You got me on it. Thank you.
Thanks.
We have no further questions at this time.
All right. Well, thanks, Brandon. If there's no further questions, again, I thank you all for attending and look forward to working with all of you and hope to hear good results and feedback on 4.2 and any questions you have around selling it, please let me know.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.